out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Out of your mind? Out of your mind? Out of your mind?
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't think the Bible says a problem with marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Hey everybody, it's Crab Diving Live, racing at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, USA. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. out on the Pacific Coast, a wee little bit after 5 p.m. if your ear holes are sucking us in live out east. If it ain't that time, perhaps you are listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, screaming for you 24-7.
I'm going to eat your cerebral cortex.
What the fuck? Or you've done downloaded us as a podcast. I said screaming at you from not streaming at you.
You said racing. Oh, screaming at you.
Yeah, I usually say streaming live 24/7. I said screaming live 24/7.
A child molester is about to be elected into the Senate. What does it matter?
Move, bitch! Get out the way!
However, whenever, wherever you're receiving us, we appreciate the tap dance and fuck out of it. We are going to be here for the next couple of hours. It's election day.
Oh, wee wee.
Alabama going to show us what it's got.
Oh, God. Don't do it. Avert your eyes.
Yeah. I don't have a lot of hope, but, you know, a little tiny bit of hope.
Right.
But I won't be at all surprised. If we're, the worst case scenario would be that he wins bigly.
Yes. Is he going to win?
If he squeaks it out, that's we're just going to have to deal with that. But if, for him to win bigly, then that really is a horrific event because Trump.
That's gross.
Trump will then be crowing about his influence.
Boo.
Bannon.
Right.
Will be crowing about how he was able to push Roy Moore to victory, despite the Mitch McConnell and evil lamestream media setting up poor Roy.
Oh, God.
But, there appears to be a lot of turnout, which seems that it might favor Doug Jones a little
right,
more.
Right, that's true. Right?
They said especially they call it the black belt, so horrible.
Because that's where the minorities are.
There's a, if you look at the
black belt,
the red blue map, there's literally like one blue line that goes across several counties of the state of Alabama. And, that's primarily African American voters. They call it the black belt.
God damn. Oh, by the way, happy Hanukkah. I'm Ryan Pfeiffer.
Happy Hanukkah.
Oh, wee wee.
Did I say my name?
I don't know. I thought you did. That's Patrick Vile. For those of you not in the know,
you're listening anyway.
Follow him on Twitter and Instagram at Vile Experience.
Yeah.
You don't know. You might have some crazy fucking stalkers out there.
The Vile Army.
Oh yes. Oh, that's good. I like that.
Lots going on in the world. Now I got to take this big giant sweatshirt off. Sorry. Hold
shit,
on. Ryan's going to tell you.
Let me tell you something. I'm looking at Larry King's big fat old mug on Twitter because he denies sexual misconduct allegations after report. I have no idea what it is. What the fuck is he doing sexually? I don't mean to be a dick or anything, but my God, isn't he 97 years old?
Yeah.
I mean, he's been married 27 times. Is there any seed left in his old CNN sack?
Well, I mean,
I would think not.
Probably shakes so much. It's like a built-in vibrator.
Right. What's he doing? I'm serious. I mean, sexual misconduct.
Hey, baby.
God. Maybe it's from back in the day or some back in the day, you know, when he was 70.
The 1840s? Yeah. See, now, if he said that if people were dating 12-year-olds when he was a kid, that one I would believe.
Fuck you. Oh, my God. Trending on Twitter. There's some funny fucking
hashtags. Married seven times, Larry King? Six times, seven times, eight times?
He doesn't know. I guarantee you he couldn't tell you. Hashtag at the company Christmas party, I got. Ooh, that's funny.
Tweet us during the show if you like at crab diving one word crabdiving.
Yes,
you can also hurl us a message over to our Facebook page. Facebook. I'm just reading Donald's tweets as I'm I'm saying this. Facebook.com or crabdiving.com. No, Facebook.com/crabdiving. Where all the cool kids hang out.
Well, I went over to see my mom, my brother, and his nephew. We're going to leave today, but I believe they missed their plane. I don't know how they did it. They left. They had 20 minutes to spare, and they left for the airport. I don't know how they missed the flight. I don't know. I'm kidding.
Well, you're not. They did miss the flight.
Well, they did. Yeah, they did miss the flight.
Right.
They left. They did leave. I mean, listen, Pensacola is a small airport. It's like a tiny Walmart.
Well, and you're supposed to get there an hour beforehand, right?
Yeah, but not there. I mean, unless you're me. Every time I go through TSA, they have to swab my hands for explosive residue.
You've got that look.
What the fuck, man? I don't deal in any kind of bullshit. I don't even like fireworks. You know me. I don't deal with anything that fucking blows up.
You get the luck of the draw.
Oh, yes.
You got a terrorist-y face.
One time they really gave me the once over. They like... swabbed all my suitcases down and my hands.
Couple knuckles deep.
I don't know. Search. Yes. And I told them, I said, listen, I haven't done anything weird. And they said, sir, just, you know, stay where you are. They're like, stay where you are. Keep your hands on the table and shit. I'm like, who the fuck? The fuck do you think I am? Jack Bauer? I'm taller.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Bullshit, I'm taller than Kiefer Sutherland.
Oh, yeah, I agree.
Yeah, it's not even, like, close. That guy's, you know, give me something.
I told that story about running into Kiefer Sutherland one night on Franklin.
Oh, yeah.
In Los Angeles.
Was he shit-faced?
In Los Feliz. He was out of his mind.
I ran into
him. He was leaning up against a light pole. And he just had that, I'm about to fall over any moment.
Right.
Look. He used to hang out at the R Bar, right?
Yeah, I saw him at the R Bar one night, shit face, coming out of the shitter.
Oh, I saw him at the R Bar one night, too.
I was like, my God, you're short. I didn't say that. I didn't say anything to the fucking guy.
Kiefer Sutherland. Mm. Crab diving, celebrity sightings.
Who gives a fuck?
Lots going on today. Like we said, there's a big old election in Alabama.
Fuck you.
Alabama Stan. Roy Moore rode his stupid fucking horse with his little cowboy hat on to go vote.
What's wrong with us?
What a cartoon character.
What's wrong with
us? Sassy.
What do you mean?
That's his horse's name.
Shut the fuck up. God damn it. Come here, sassy.
Yeah.
God damn it. Shit.
Yeah, a real character there. So we'll see. You know, we'll see. But this time tomorrow, we'll know whether Alabama is going to be all Alabama. Or
what do the polls say? Do we have any? Does this work like the presidential election? We don't know.
You just the polls are so fucking off the walls. Although there was a pollster on yesterday on telly. Who
Hello.
Was talking about how the these polls that were showing Roy winning tend to be polls of like likely voters
what
or
polls?
Something, but it's landlines.
Oh my God.
And the polls that include calling cell phones or actually speaking to a live human tend to favor Doug Jones.
Who the fuck?
And there was a good story this morning. A guy was talking to a little herd of Republicans.
A herd.
And they were all like, we're voting Roy Moore. Ooh. And then he walked away and he said within like 20 minutes, three of them had come up to him separately and said, look, I just want to tell you, I'm not voting for Roy Moore.
They're embarrassed to say they're not voting for a rapist.
Well, It's we're in the bizarro world.
Good God.
That's one of the reasons Trump got in, right? Was people were embarrassed or we didn't think Trump would get in with the polls, but he did because people were embarrassed to say they were going to vote for him.
Yeah.
So maybe it's the opposite now. Maybe peer pressure in Alabama, they're like, yeah, we're about Ron Moore. He loves God. He loves Jesus.
It's insane.
And they're like, oh, my wife won't let me God. Vote for Roy Moore.
Yeah, shit, you're fucking, your soul, not that you have one, but your soul shouldn't let you vote for that diddler fuck nut.
And then they're just...
Come on, man.
So many of the journalists interviewing Alabama voters, I'm just... Yeah, the educational system hath failed Alabama.
Oh, my God, dude. It really has, I mean...
Really?
It's failed us all.
The let's see what's going on in the headlines. Let's get this shit over with before we get the fun.
Let's get the news over with.
Let's get the fucking headlines over with, heinous. At least.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, deep within the Crab Diving Bunker.
So goddamn deep.
Pensacola, Florida, Dateline, 12-12-2017.
The year of our Lord.
These are your headlines.
Well, they found them a girl gonna do it real good.
Is that Roy Moore?
Well, sure. No, it would have been a teenage girl.
Yeah.
They found them a teenage girl.
Specific.
Sure enough, over at the Commie Pinko Liberal Huff Post is a picture of the cartoon character Judge Roy Moore riding sassy.
Got side saddle or?
In his, no, he's probably got something sticking up in the middle of that.
Yes.
Middle of that, what do they call him?
What's his
saddle.
Wife's name? What's his wife's name? Carla?
I forget. I'm going to play that clip of her.
Carla, find me my graduated glass butt plug for riding. Yeah.
Find me my riding plug.
I don't know what the fucking guy, honestly. I don't know what Roy Moore's into. He's into kids, you know?
Sleazy fucked rider, up. It says, is the headline.
Is that the HuffPo?
Yeah.
Bravo.
At the HuffPo.
Give him an applause break for that, because that's a good one. That's a rare good one.
You approve of
usually
that one?
Usually they suck. Very good, guys. Nice work over there. That's funny.
That's a weird... sorry, there was another video playing in the background that we could hear. I thought I was losing my mind.
You fucking pop-up video, dickheads.
Republican candidate Roy Moore arrived at his polling place in Gallant, Alabama.
Oh, God.
On horseback.
Gallant.
To vote in the special Senate election where he faces Democratic candidate Doug Jones.
Real special.
He showed up about 11:30, accompanied by his horse, Sassy.
Hey, Doug, I have a question for you. If you lose this election, what is your next move? Don't jump off a bridge, because if I lost to a child-molesting, rapist cartoon character like Roy Moore, I'd want to do something horrible to myself, because I don't know. How do you live with that, Doug? I hope he gets therapy or something.
Doug
Jones?
Yeah.
If he loses.
Well, it's Alabama.
I don't care.
He needs therapy. It's Alabama. He's lived there his whole life. He knows what it's like.
Yeah. God.
I mean, look at what it took to get him close. They were okay with him, with Roy Moore saying Muslims can't serve in office.
Right.
They're okay with him saying gay sex should be illegal. Illegal.
What the fuck?
They're okay with him saying, well, you know, those pesky amendments after the 10th, we'd be better off if we scrapped those.
You know, to those of you that maybe, I don't know, broaden your horizons. If you live in Alabama, you don't have any gay friends. I got gay friends from Alabama. You want to make it illegal for them to fuck the way they want to fuck? Are you crazy? Are you out of your fucking mind? Good God.
Gay people from Alabama, damn.
Yeah.
So that's the headline over at the HuffPo. Over to the Drudge Report.
Fuck you, boy.
Let's crank our IQs down about 100 points.
Crank.
And sure enough, now I'm confused by the... Drudge seems to be leaning anti-Moore.
Okay.
I could be wrong. because they're above the headline. You know, they got that little section
above the fold,
and they're talking about judge does interview with 12-year-old girl.
Oh shit! Yeah,
shows up to vote on horseback.
Is that, see, I don't know, is that a positive or a negative for these dickheads? Like, he's on horse going to vote.
Scarborough hits back at Bannon. So remember there, apparently, there's a little moob fight going on between Matt Drudge,
yes,
and Steve Bannon. So now it's Breitbart versus Drudge.
Well, I just thought you said Scarborough fought back.
Well, that's the headline here. So Drudge is sharing a story about Scarborough going after Bannon because he hates Bannon. But I think he must also hate Roy because he's got a picture of Roy on his horse with his little white cowboy hat on, and it says Brokeback Election. At Drudge.
Yeah. I mean, I will say this. Sleazy Rider on the HuffPo, I think that's more creative and funny. Matt Drudge, I think that's probably, you know, an easy one. Low-hanging fruit, you know, Brokeback Mountain joke. Ha-ha, funny, hilarious.
Well, you know, it's Drudge. What do you...
You know.
How...
I mean, it made me laugh.
How deep into the humor ocean are they going to go?
Well, as deep as they can. They're dickheads. Well, not
they're
funny.
They're conservatives. Right. It's a puddle.
Conservatives, you guys, you just, I'm sorry for you, but you're not funny on any level. I don't know what it is. It's probably because at your core, you're shit.
During a rally for Roy Moore Monday night, Bannon attacked Joe Scarborough.
Ooh, yes.
Saying he got into better schools than the MSNBC host, including Georgetown University and Harvard. Scarborough went to the University of Alabama.
Okay. I mean, that's a public university. There's nothing wrong with the University of Alabama. Roll Tide, dickheads.
Scarborough said, I reckon if I'd gotten into one of Steve's fancy schools outside of Alabama, I could have been one of them Goldman Sachs populists, too.
Hey, don't make Scarborough take off that fleece.
Ding, 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 ding,
oh,
ding.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's a good one.
That is funny.
So there you go. Both headlines are about Roy Moore riding his stupid fucking horse.
Hey, Joe.
I love the horse. I love horses. They're kind, gentle creatures.
I don't know. I worry about them around Roy.
Why?
I don't know.
I worry about Roy around them.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Oh.
Oh, I said it backwards.
Yeah. especially the young ones.
Hey.
I got me a filly.
Yeah. Is it any worse? This is just a stupid question, but since we're talking about bestiality, if you say you have sex with a horse, which is illegal, right? Is that illegal?
Yes.
Okay. Is it worse if it's you like a cult, or does it matter in the eyes of the law? Does it matter
if it's
an adult horse or it's a kid horse or a cult?
I think neither can consent.
Right. Okay.
Bestiality, it's not good. Don't have sex when you got wood with a box turtle or a chimpanzee. Yeah, bestiality.
That's my brother Jason. He's a drummer here in Pensacola. If anybody's interested in booking him for gigs, please contact me, Ryan at Crab Diving, right? Or info at Crab Diving, something like that.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
That's the headlines, ladies and gents and others.
Bestiality.
We were talking a little bit about Roy Moore's wife.
Wee wee. Oh, God, she's heinous, man.
Yeah. Roy Moore's wife, Kayla.
Fuck you, boy.
Who I believe we learned was 15 when she met Roy. They didn't date till a little later. But he did tell a story one time about the first time he saw his wife. And he talks about, you know, basically how amazing she was and everything. She was 15 is what he's talking about.
Oh, my
she
was 15. God.
Here is Kayla Moore proving that assholes marry assholes. This is it.
Come on, Alabama. Elect Doug Jones. Are you shitting me?
This is in a rare Roy Moore sighting during a campaign.
Oh, shit.
He disappeared for like the last 6 or 7 days because he didn't want to answer questions about going after young girls.
God damn.
He showed up in some little tiny Midland City, Alabama last night.
Oh, Midland City. That's nice. They got a mall there that he's probably not allowed to go to.
Do they have a mall there? Are you sure?
I have no fucking idea.
I don't know about that.
I've never been to Midland. It's in the middle.
Roy Moore did show up. Bannon was there.
Fuck you.
It was all the hits. It was quite a super group. Louis Gohmert.
Oh, my God.
Louis Gohmert was there.
Yeah. Was there. You don't say.
Oh, yeah. It was like putting the Beatles back together.
The fucking rapey, shitty Beatles.
Here is Kayla Moore. I'm just going to let her words speak for themselves.
Vomitous.
Fake news would tell you that we don't care for Jews. I tell you all this because I've seen it all, so I just want to set the record straight while they're here.
Now she's waving at the fake news in the back like Trump does.
Oh, my God. You know,
look at the fake news in the back. No,
it's just the word Jews coming out of her maw sounds fucked up.
Oh, yeah.
Right, doesn't it?
It doesn't sound like it usually rolls off positively. And
it doesn't sound. She says geez.
Geez.
Like that. God damn it.
One of our attorneys is a Jew.
Oh, my God. What the fuck? Oh, my God.
We have very close friends that are Jewish and rabbis, and we also fellowship with them.
Fellowship is not a verb.
Bullshit.
I'm sorry.
No, I'm sorry. It is heathen.
Well, they've turned it into a verb,
Christians,
but it ain't
say
a verb.
That all the fucking time. Do you want to burn in hell or not? That's insane.
Are they going to be in heaven? Then yes.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
If these people are in heaven, I'm opting for hell.
Yeah, please. Light me on fire. Damn.
One of our attorneys is a Jew.
Can I just make a point that it's Hanukkah, and if someone said...
Dreidel, I made you out of clay.
If somebody said something like this about Christians on the day baby Jesus was fucking born, losing their minds. These Christians would be losing their minds.
Well, yeah.
How insensitive. It's Hanukkah, you fucking dickhead. You know?
She said, the fake news, they paint him in a different picture. Their picture. So let me tell you who he is. And she...
How we know who he is, you fuckhead. You're a rapist.
So get out if you're listening to us.
Yeah.
20 miles away here in Alabama.
God. I feel like DMing all my friends in Alabama to tell them to go fucking vote. Shit, you know they're stoned.
And it might be close.
Go.
And, you know, there have been a few close elections recently where if you think your vote don't count, if somebody's winning by 50, 100 votes, your fucking vote counts. So please get out there.
It counts.
And we need people to vote for, you know, Doug Jones.
If you don't have a felony marijuana possession, please go vote for Doug Jones.
This is out of the Daily Mail.
Eat my dick.
.co.uk. Where they have headlines that are paragraphs. Vet friend of Roy Moore admits they went to underage Vietnam brothel, but left immediately.
Bullshit.
While Senate hopeful's wife rubbishes claims they are anti-Semites because, quote, their attorney is a Jew.
Ah, shit.
That's the headline.
That's the headline?
Over at the Daily Mail.
So I'm supposed to believe that Roy Moore served in Vietnam?
Apparently.
And he went to a brothel of underage prostitutes and he left. That's not the Roy
Moore's
Moore
military
know.
Buddy, Bill Staley. Defended the Senate hopeful against pedophilia accusations by describing a time the two men accidentally entered a teen brothel while serving in Vietnam. Where we're looking for some noodles.
I was looking for the Golden Corral. I ended up in a teenage brothel in the middle of Vietnam. Oopsie.
He said, I could tell you what I saw, but I don't want to.
Okay. God.
They were certainly pretty girls.
Yes.
And they were girls. They were young. Some were probably very young.
Oh, my God.
But they turned and hot-tailed
out of there. Sure. That's...
And Roy was like, I'll be back in a couple hours.
Yeah. We got to ditch this stiff over here. We'll come back.
Why should he pay for it?
And why would
Apparently, he could go hang out at the malls. And
Well, no, he can't. Why? I mean, I think if he finds himself at a brothel he's not banned from, he's going to show up or, you know, around a bunch of underage girls.
So there you go. More reasons, Alabama.
Fuck you.
More reasons to vote for him.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
I'm sure that's what they think.
Right.
So it's really going to come down to hopefully turnout will be good in the cities and in the Black Belt.
Right.
And the rural lunatics will not be inspired to come out too much in force.
Yes.
And if they do, maybe some of them will stealthily flip and vote for the Democrat. Not tell nobody.
You should be embarrassed that you're voting for a fucking child molester. You should be embarrassed. You should be embarrassed if you're not voting for Doug Jones, right? You should be mortified. What the fuck is up with Alabama? God, somebody send an emergency manager into Alabama or something, you know?
Donald Trump, you may have heard of him.
Oh, yes.
Speaking of molesters.
Shitler. Yeah, sure.
Tweeted out this morning.
Yeah.
Despite thousands of hours wasted and many millions of dollars spent, the Democrats have been unable to show any collusion with Russia. So now they are moving on to the false accusations and fabricated stories of women I don't know and or have never met. Fake news, all caps.
I don't know, Shitler.
Shortly afterwards, People Magazine published a photo showing Trump standing alongside Natasha Stoyanov, former foreign correspondent for the magazine, taken at Mar-a-Lago.
Yes.
And that people say the photo was taken the same day that she said Trump forcibly kissed her.
Oh, God.
I've never met these women. That's a fake picture. Blur. That's not me.
You know, we were talking about this yesterday. For previous episodes of Crab Diving, please go to crabdiving.com. Please go to iTunes. Please go to Stitcher. But, like, we were talking about this, Squirt. Talking about this, you know, you said the grab him by the pussy thing, and you're like, I don't know if he actually does that. But to me, I've never heard that expression. I've never heard anybody say that, like, as a slang or anything like that. I've never heard anybody say, you grab him by the pussy. To me, that seems very specific. And I bet you he's done that, or he does that. I don't know. I'm just saying. It's a very fucked up specific thing.
I mean, he admits to forcibly kissing them. He admits to, I can't help myself. I just start kissing them.
What more do we have to say that? I mean, he came out and he said on a tape that he assaults women, and we have women coming forward saying that they've been assaulted by the fucking president. I don't know. I mean, doesn't that seem like that's getting somewhere, that's leading to something that, I don't know, is that evidence that something happened? I mean, it surely suggests that he's done shit like that.
Well, he also took a moment to tweet. To hate tweet Kirsten Gillibrand.
Yes.
The senator from New York, who is one of four that called for Trump to resign.
Yes.
Given all these accusations.
Right.
And the interesting thing is the other three senators are all penis wielders.
Oh, they have cocks.
Yes. So why was the only one he went after? The woman.
Well, it's interesting. Who does Trump typically go after, Pat? People of color and people with inside fun parts.
Right.
Why is that?
Because he does not view them as their equals. How dare they challenge him?
He's a gross, perverted, misogynistic, racist, dickbag fucknut. I'm just saying.
This morning, Trump spent some of our taxpayer time.
Yay!
On our dime, tweeting, lightweight Senator Kirsten Gillibrand. a total flunky for Chuck Schumer, and someone who would come to my office, quote, begging for campaign contributions not so long ago, right. Parentheses, and would do anything for them.
Wow.
Close parentheses, is now in the ring fighting against Trump. He speaks of himself in the third person again.
Yeah, yeah. I thought
very disloyal to Bill and Crooked. Used, all caps.
Used.
Yeah, I don't
like
know.
Like used.
Yeah, I don't 100% understand that last sentence. But
you know, I read somewhere that in, like, for instance, Russia, they Vladimir Putin gets or Putin. I don't know why Putin. Putin gets briefed on his twats, and they have a special team assigned to Twitler's twats, you know, to look at him and everything. And so, like, supposedly all these countries have a team of experts and analysts that look at his tweets and shit like that.
Great.
He's a job creator.
Not here.
No. I don't know what we have here.
Senator Gillibrand had a press conference, and she basically said the same thing that she tweeted. You cannot silence me or the millions of women who have gotten off the sidelines to speak out about the unfitness and shame you have brought to the Oval Office.
Fuck yeah, baby. Unfitness. What does she mean? Like, he's not good at his job.
He's not fit, yeah.
Or he eats like shit tons of McDonald's.
It's a bonus.
But without the bun.
Covers both.
But without the fucking bun.
Wait, seriously? He does the...
Yeah.
He thinks he's doing the... What is that diet?
Dude, that was...
What was that diet?
Atkins.
Atkins.
He mentioned that. That was mentioned in the article. He orders 2 filet of fish, 4 Big Macs, no buns, just eats, you know. It's just fucking psycho. How do you eat it? Does his tiny little fucking man baby hands grab the greasy fucking bunless burger and shove it in his gross fucking mouth?
Extra pickles.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, what a creep.
Trump home. Oh, I see. So what he's talking about is that Gillibrand, Senator Gillibrand, was the first one to kind of vociferously ask for Senator Franken to resign.
Oh, okay.
And she also said last month that Bill Clinton probably should have resigned over the Monica Lewinsky scandal.
Right. Shit.
So that's where Trump is going when he said she's being disloyal to Bill and Crooked.
Right. Oh, okay. God. You know, do you realize there's a team of fucking experts that look at those tweets and discern what you did and probably getting paid top dollar? You got to move to Russia.
Russia.
Just kidding. Crabs are not colluders.
So that's what our president was doing today.
You know, I read in an article that he doesn't start work till like 9 or 9:30. Or he's not, he didn't
that's
show
all up. That same article about
9 or 9:30.
The one that has him watching 8 hours of TV a day and shit. This is like the day in the life of Don.
What time did semi pro golfer Barack Hussein Obama stroll into work? You think 9:30?
I'm thinking half of his day was already started by 9:30.
Yeah, dude. What the fuck?
Oh, Trump's celebrating Hanukkah.
Sure.
Wishing all those celebrating Hanukkah around the world a happy and healthy 8 nights in the company of those they love.
You know, he's actually not celebrating Hanukkah today. He celebrated it earlier this month so he could get to Mar-a-Lago or something earlier for the holidays. I read that. What a dick.
Oh, boy. This is only 20 minutes old.
Oh, shit.
This tweet, and usually within the first few minutes are all the Trump sycophant bots that hop on. Thank you. Thank you, President Trump. Best president ever.
Disgusting.
They're so loathsome.
Who are you? Are there bots, probably, right?
A few of them, but there's a couple of Trumpers out there who are really, really just gross, craven. Right. Don't forget, you can tweet us live during the show if you like, at Crab Diving, one word, CRABDIVING.
Shit, yeah, man. I just messaged all my Alabama friends to go vote. I just sent them a note. Go vote. Go vote! Go fucking vote! My God! You could have a child rapist in charge of your fucking state. I don't know. How would that be different for Alabama, though?
Yeah, true.
Who's that guy, Bentley, in charge, running around feeling everybody's titties?
Jeez. Well, just the one.
Yeah.
his mistress.
Well, no, the one we know about.
Well, right. And sending a state helicopter to go pick up his wallet, right? After he left it, after he left it at her place.
You know, I would think if you're the governor, I mean, you could survive a day without your wallet. Don't you have some lack and you say, hey, give me $20. I'll pay at the end of the day or whatever you need. I mean, it could be a cover story for something else. Might have been
maybe he needed his driver's license, getting to a strip joint or something.
Or maybe he was like, hey, I need you to say you're taking the helicopter to go get my wallet, but what I really need you to do is put this dead hooker body in there and something, you know? Allegedly. Hyperbole.
Oh, well, this is pretty creepy. This one of these shysters, these ambulance chasers that represents Trump at the moment.
Yes.
Ty Cobb is one of them.
Oh, yeah. Former baseball player.
Dowd, I think, is the other one. And this third one is Jay Sekulow.
Sekulow.
Well, he was on. He's running around saying that, you know what? This is even a different, there's a different lawyer said something heinous, said something equally as heinous.
Another one of Schindler's lawyers.
Yeah. I was talking about Sekulow. I clicked on the Trump's lawyer.
God, they're busy though.
Well, okay. We'll get this other one. Sekulow is calling for a special counsel investigation against the FBI. And the Justice Department for being anti-Trump because of all these Trump haters that Mueller surrounded himself with.
Yeah,
if you they played something that fucking Hannity said the other night, and you would swear that Robert Mueller is Hitler.
Right.
To him. Mueller surrounding himself with Trump haters. He's got to be removed.
Yes.
The thing was, he did the right thing.
Yeah.
That they had one agent that he found had texted to somebody else.
Yes.
Something anti-Trump. And he was like, you know what? You should probably bail on the investigation.
Right. Yeah.
And now they're like, we want him in jail.
It's weird to these fucknuts when somebody in charge does the right thing. It probably shocks the shit out. They're like, eh. But
so now this Jay Sekulow, who, let's remind everyone, is one of these sleazeballs who goes out defending horrible Christians who want to ram their Christianity into our holes.
Ooh, yes. Me next.
And he's also himself under investigation for like fraud and stuff, right?
Oh, God.
I think we found out.
Sekulow? I don't remember. I don't remember.
Part of the legal team?
You mean somebody on Trump's team, his cabinet, some associate of his is being investigated for fraud? Shit, I don't know how I'm supposed to keep track of that shit.
He did say that his call for a special counsel has nothing to do with Bob Mueller, but he's arguing that the alleged conflicts of interest among FBI and Justice Department officials demand a full investigation by a special counsel.
Special.
Now, remember, God. Even Jeff Bosesh. Remember when those lunatic, Jim Jordan, that carbuncle from Ohio, that lunatic, almost as offensive as our representative, Matt Getz here.
Almost.
Was one of these lunatics calling for, what about the uranium? What about this? Why isn't there a special counsel looking into this? And even Jeff Bosesh, who we pointed out would love nothing better than to nail Hillary's nipples to the wall. Even Jeff Bosesh said basically to Representative Jordan, well, you know, we got to have some like evidence and facts before we do that for a special counsel.
And really what Jeff Bosesh is thinking, dude, you don't think if there was something out there we could get Hillary on, you'd be the first one to find it, you fucking idiot.
He spent $20 million on 100 Benghazi investigations.
You know, if you were a right-wing nut job conservative, I'd want to know. I'd want to know, like, hey, you did all these investigations on Hillary, and you found nothing, but yet you're still telling me that you're going to lock her up. How?
Oh, well, the answer to that is, who did the investigations? The corrupt FBI.
The fucking FBI.
Comey, who's been proven a liar. He needs to be... that Jeanine Pirro...
Oh, yeah.
Judge Pirro, that fucking She's out of her goddamn mind. There was a story that even Trump walked out on her like a couple weekends ago. Like she was he invited her to the White House.
Yes.
And she was so insane, screaming that he's got to arrest Hillary. He's got to arrest Mueller. He's got to do all this, that eventually he got bored with her and walked out of the room, is the story, while she was still talking.
And she's speaking his language.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She's saying everything he wants to fucking hear, and he couldn't take it. Maybe he was hungry. He wanted a Diet Coke. He was jonesing.
So this is what they're trying to do. They're trying to go after Mueller.
Well, it kind of makes sense, because he spent his whole election campaign demonizing the media, delegitimizing our intelligence agencies, you know?
Right.
So, I mean, and if you buy all of his bullshit, of course his minions, of course the minions that show up at his rallies and shit are going to believe the FBI is out to get him, because they must think
deep state,
the FBI is out to get their way of life. Like, you know.
Well, and their president is telling them that.
Yeah.
And their president's toadies and some of the other treason enablers in the GOP.
Right.
So this other story.
I mean, when he says the FBI is engaged in a witch hunt, when your president tells you that and you voted for him, why wouldn't you believe him?
Yeah.
It's really fucked up.
Oh, I see. Trump Jr. is upset about he thinks are leaks coming out of the House Permanent Select Committee.
God damn it.
After he gave his testimony, he's worried about leaks that got out.
There's a leak.
And now he wants an investigation into the Democrats.
Yes.
He wants Democratic members of Congress investigated.
I love it.
For leaking.
His brain is
Adam
leaking.
Schiff, Eric Swalwell, and Jackie Speier.
Yes, bring on the investigation. Dickhead Donald Trump Jr. demands it.
I didn't know Jackie Speier was one of the people that survived the Jonestown massacre.
No shit.
She was one of the Congress people that went down there to investigate, and they shot him up.
Wow.
And then that's what prompted the suicide. They shot up that contingent.
Oh, my God.
And then when they escaped, they were getting ready to be, you know, attacked by the government. So they just said, here, let's all drink cyanide.
Oh, shit. Man, that's crazy.
Or Jim Jones said, here, everybody drink cyanide.
Right.
In the name of Jesus.
Right.
Alan Futerfas.
Futerfas.
Trump Jr.'s lawyer. Said, to maintain the credibility of the investigation, this committee should determine whether any member or staff member violated the rules by leaking information to the media.
I don't understand how even their dumbass followers, doesn't it bother them that Donald Jr. lied about having meetings with the Russians and Sessions and Flynn and all these guys? Doesn't it make you nervous? Why? Okay.
If there's no there, why did they all lie at some various point? Why didn't they, from the top, say, yeah, I met with Kislyak. We were talking about what we're going to do when I become president or whatever, you know. But to say, I don't even know it. Where's Russia? Russia, what did you say? Russia, is that a country?
If they have nothing to hide, why are they hiding shit?
Right.
It's bizarre. It's bizarre that. It really speaks to how stupid his fucking base is, that they're not concerned with the Russia shit at all, that they think it's a witch hunt.
Right.
That they believe the bullshit coming out of his fucking mouth.
Well, and they can't anymore, because Mike Flynn pleaded guilty.
Yeah.
Papadopoulos.
Papadopoulos.
Pled guilty.
Right. Who is he? Papadopoulos. What? Who is he?
The coffee boy.
Oh, yes.
That turns out wasn't. Mm-hmm. There was another story this week that he went in some official capacity to another country and met with like big mucky mucks.
And that's the motherfucker wearing the wire, right? Supposedly.
Well, they're worried.
Yes.
Yeah. Allegedly, the former spooks and FBI agents said, well, it sounded to them like a classic. Because when we found out that Papadopoulos
I love it.
Had been charged.
Papadopoulos.
He had been cooperating for like 3 months at that point. So that's where they're saying,
oh shit.
Some of these guys were like, well, that sounds, if I were that prosecutor, I would have put a wire on him.
No, oh, yes.
And said,
why not?
Go fishing.
Yeah. Because you know nobody's checking for a wire when they meet with Don Jr. Oh, God.
So the lawyers, the Trumpenstein monster lawyers.
They want to investigate the FBI.
Not giving lawyers a good name.
No. God, no. Man.
This is out of the story from the sovereign, wonderful, beautiful, lovely Republic of Texas.
Fuck you,
don't mess with Texas.
Where,
hey, man.
The, apparently Texas is, Texas has got to come up with something heinous because Alabama's the pretty right. girl at the prom these days right now, right?
Isn't there something going on in Texas with those, fetal tissue things?
Probably.
Somebody's bringing that up again.
Probably.
Bullshit. God damn, guys.
This is Cypress, Texas.
Cypress, Texas. Now, what's nicer, Cypress the country or Cypress, Texas? Is Cypress its own country? It's on an island, right?
Cypress is its own country. I don't know.
What, you don't know which is nicer?
I don't. I've never been to either.
I'm going to go with Cypress the fucking country. I mean, it's an island. It's got to be nicer than Texas, dude. It's an island in the middle of the Mediterranean. Napoleon was banished there, right?
Elba.
Oh, okay. Well,
I believe
Cyprus or Elba. What did he say? I feel like an idiot. How Trump corrects himself. Cyprus yeah. and Elba.
Yeah, right, right.
Fuck me.
He was sent imprisoned in Cyprus.
Somebody was
and Elba.
Somebody was banished to Cyprus. I know it.
I know not.
Don Lemon.
Cypress, Texas, according to the Harris County Sheriff's Office.
Eat my dick.
An unidentified man has died when a routine gun cleaning procedure went horribly wrong at a shooting range.
Oh, man.
An unnamed employee. It wasn't even the guy that did it to himself. It was an employee cleaning a gun.
Oh, shit.
And it kills a customer.
Now, the employee must have known what the fuck he was doing when cleaning the fucking gun. Why was it loaded when you're cleaning it?
Well, right.
I mean, I don't know shit about guns, but when you clean it, what do you do?
You're supposed to clear the chamber. A Hot Wheels shooting range employee was cleaning a gun when it unexpectedly went off. The resulting shot went through a wall, then through a window.
Yes.
Struck a man in another part of the range.
Oh, fuck me.
Pronounced dead at hospital.
At hospital?
Yes.
Now, the point of cleaning... This is irony, right? It's ironic. Because the point of cleaning a gun is to keep it safe so it doesn't accidentally go off and shoot somebody to death, right? It's irony. This is straight up fucking irony.
The, In 2016, Mother Jones ran a story from the perspective of a shooting range employee about the precarity of their work environment.
Precarity.
The employee talked about all the potential safety issues
yeah.
in an establishment dedicated to the recreational use of firearms.
Oh, come on, pussy.
Quote, but there were certain people who were difficult. At some point during the day, you would have a gun pointed at you.
Why?
I had a guy with Parkinson's, and he had severe muscle tremors. He can't hold the gun properly, and it jams. He walks off the range. He's pointing the gun at me and saying, hey, my gun is jammed.
That can't be true.
Well, it's not on purpose.
Well, of course.
But he's holding the gun, but it's still waving the guy's direction. I sidestep the muzzle and say, hey, let's have a look, shall we? All the while I'm handling it, I'm saying, you really shouldn't be doing that. And the guy, without missing a beat, says, it's all right, the safety's on.
How many times has that been said? It's not loaded, the safety's on, blah, 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 blah.
I pull the slide back, and there's a live round ejected from the chamber. I'm thinking, okay, oopsie. I was a 3-pound trigger pull away from getting shot.
God, well, shit, man. Listen, hey, this is what the NRA would say. Who fucking cares?
The employee also spoke of using bleach and clitty litter.
Clitty litter?
Kitty litter. Clitty litter is something completely different.
Clitty litter or kitty litter?
And kitty litter. The employee spoke of using bleach and kitty litter to clean up after the accidents at the range.
the accidents.
When somebody gets shot to clean the blood.
Well, listen, every place of work has accidents. You know, what are you going to do? You got to clean it up, fucking, you know.
You saw how unregulated it was when we went to the shooting range at one time?
They just gave me a gun. I don't know shit about guns. They gave me a gun. They sat there and they told me. They made sure I knew to wear my eye protection and my ear fucking muffs so that I don't hurt my eardrums. They didn't tell me shit about where to point the fucking thing, how to do it. They assumed I knew what the fuck I was doing.
Well, first they had to select your gun.
Yeah, whatever. Well, what we got a 9mm? Got a 9mm?
Yeah, I thought we should get
a
Fisher Price
shoot.
Gun.
You should have got something fun to shoot. Yeah, the whole time I took you shooting for your birthday, you had to teach me how to put the fucking bullet in the magazine. Yeah, I didn't know how to do it.
I mean, it would have been fun to get one of the Magnums or something like that. But
why didn't you do that?
Well, because it was. Are a little scarier to for first time wielders. I thought it would be something that.
Well,
you don't want to have to worry about the gun kicking back and.
You know, the next time, if we go shooting again, you go shooting, and I'll just sit in the...
You sit in the lounge.
I'm not going.
And watch Fox News.
And I don't think you should go either. You want to go to this fucking gun range and get your face shot off, and then they have to clean up your guts with clitty litter? Clitty litter. I love that.
That was my birthday. You got me that. You took me for my birthday, and now all of a sudden you're like, you can't go?
Well, this is before this fucking story.
Fake news.
Yeah.
You're fake news.
The guy's cleaning a gun. It goes off, shoots somebody to death. What do? Do you get your money back? What do you say? God, what do you say? Hey, you got to call your next of kin and say, hey, this is so-and-so from the gun range. Some bad shit just went down, and you might want to come and pick up your loved one's skull fragments. They're all over the fucking place.
Yeah. So there you go. Out of Texas.
By the way, 57 fucking school shootings in 2017, and we got a few weeks left.
Yeah,
you know
that's why you got to arm the teachers.
Well, right, that's right. What if there's a bear, Betsy DeVos?
Betsy DeVos,
fucking dickhead.
She actually came up with that. She actually said in her confirmation hearing that. You should be able to allow guns in schools because, well, there was that one time when a bear came on the school campus.
There's that one time we had a bear, but there were 57 times we had school shootings. 57 school shootings. So what happened to the good guys with the guns to prevent any of them? No good guy with a gun came to the rescue at one of these school shootings this year? Why? Come on, pussies. What's wrong with you?
Meanwhile, we can't lose sight of the fact that in a day or two, the scum-sucking FCC is getting ready to vote away our net neutrality.
Guys, what kind of world do we want to live in?
Again, here's another one of these things where, you know, the Republicans totally listen to the people and their constituents. There's a poll, over 80% of voters oppose the FCC's plan to repeal net neutrality rules.
God damn it. You know, when the GOP is out of power and their party's a big joke and they're nowhere to be found, they're going to sit around, Mitch the Bitch, they're going to sit around tweezing his nipples, going to be like, yeah, we should have listened to these guys on this net neutrality shit. We should have offered up some reasonable gun control. We should have done something the people wanted on some fucking level instead of sucking the dick of our lobbyists.
83% favor keeping the FCC rules overall, including 75% of Republicans.
God damn. Nobody wants this. Nobody wants this.
89% of Democrats, 86% of Independents.
Nobody wants this. What are we doing?
There you go.
God damn it. I'm sitting around. Everybody's getting shot to death. Now I can't get on the internet to listen to crab diving because of fucking net neutrality bullshit. Fuck this.
When the repeal plan goes into effect, internet providers will no longer be prohibited from engaging in discriminatory practices. You know, the Congress could save this, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Congress could pass a law and fuck the FCC.
No, but fuck you. That's what they're going to say to you. Fuck you, dude.
Well, we know they're not working for the people either. So.
What about Roy Moore? What's his position on this shit?
Oh, I'm sure. It's
heinous.
Yeah, whatever Trump says.
That is one nice thing about Roy Moore. It's like, I wonder what his position is on fill in the blank. I'll tell you what it is. Heinous.
Yeah.
Heinous.
When that 12-year-old asked him, Roy Moore did that interview with a 12-year-old girl yesterday. When she asked him what he thinks the most important issue is to Alabama voters.
Yes.
What do you think Roy Moore's number one choice was? I know there's somebody abortion. To choose from.
Abortion.
Kind of.
Not really.
Religious freedom.
Religious freedom.
Religious freedom is the most important thing to them.
You live in they're Alabama.
They're coming for your religion, which, you know, nobody is.
No, Starbucks dares to have a cup that doesn't have a crucified Jesus Christ on its goddamn mug. And, you know, little bitch baby squeal.
Right.
Where's Jesus? He's the reason for the season. I just voted for a fucking child predator for my senator.
Thank God Trump's in. I'm not getting arrested for saying Merry Christmas.
Yeah. We're bringing, what did he say? We're bringing Christmas back. We're all saying Merry Christmas, even in the stores, well, and the shops.
And that's just a big fake news thing because nobody's...
you can say Merry Christmas.
Right.
You can say it all you want.
You could. It's it's just not the smartest business move if you're in an area of even a tiny amount of multiculturalism.
Sure.
I mean, if you're in Dothan, Alabama, maybe...
you better say it.
Maybe Merry Christmas is the thing to say, but if you're in a civilized country...
oh, how dare you. The country of Dothan. You ever been there?
You know, there might be a Jew that wanders in. Might be Roy Moore's lawyer may wander in and want to buy something. Or
how anti-Semitic of them, right? I got a Jew as a lawyer. Right. The fuck is he doing? I mean, I Trump and Roy Moore. I read some article today that said this article explaining how Trump and Moore are kindred spirits. And you don't need to read the whole thing, although it's going up on Facebook, facebook.com/crabdiving. They're both racist.
Oh, shocker.
Yeah, big shocker. That's how they come together. That's their thing. That's the one thing they have in common, that and they like to molest kids, allegedly.
Roy Moore.
Bleh.
This is... from, oh, this is Coach Dave.
Oh, God.
From his Pass the Salt Google Hangout experience or whatever the fuck he's doing.
Who has a show and calls it Pass the Salt? I know we've talked about this. Pass the Salt. This is the dumbest shit ever.
Yeah, and, you know, I guess, I'm sure there's something biblical there.
Yeah, somebody got turned into a pillar of salt because they didn't believe in Jesus. Lots. Some bullshit.
Lot's wife.
He got salted. He got assaulted.
So on his Pass the Salt Live webcast, I think this is hot off the presses this morning.
Yes.
Dave Dobenmeyer.
Right.
This is some fascinating shit. This is...
right.
This is American Christianity. This is evangelicalism, Protestantism.
Right.
In a nutshell.
Nut.
And ethics-free.
Oh, yeah.
Moral free.
No morals.
But listen, this is Coach Dave.
Ugh.
This is why people who call themselves real Christians think that people like Coach Dave have utterly nothing to do with Christianity. I don't know why.
Oh, by the way, passthesalt.com, that domain's available. You can go buy that. It's available.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Passthesalt.com. I figured it'd be his. I was just curious. He had a picture. He didn't even have a website for his fucking shit show. How is he this popular? I mean, I don't know these. You know, I know of his show.
I'll bet it's premium. Like, I'll bet it's, you know, you got to pay extra money for it because somebody already owns it.
Oh, okay.
I heard somebody say the other day, this is Judge Roy Moore, Dave. I'm kind of heading that way, okay? I want to scream on Facebook. I do scream on Facebook. I want to scream more on Facebook. When I hear people say, well, Judge Moore is not worthy of the office if he's lying about what he did, I want to grab him and I want to slap him upside the stinking head.
He's saying that people are saying Judge Moore lied about not girl diddling.
Yes.
So therefore he's not qualified for office. And this upsets Coach Dave.
Hey, man, I want to slap him upside the stinking head.
Because they're upset that Roy Moore is a liar.
Right.
And they don't think that a liar and a diddler.
Yes.
Should probably be in the Senate.
Yeah, and then all the other shit. This is great political commentary, though. Real highbrow stuff.
Coach Dave?
I want to grab him, and I want to slap him upside the stinking head. Because Judge Moore is trying to infiltrate an ungodly system.
Oh, he's lying and being stealthy.
Oh, yes.
And trying to infiltrate an ungodly system.
So he's a special agent? He's James Bond, oh, yeah. Roy Moore? I didn't know that.
Godly system. And Judge Moore, the stakes in this campaign are so great for the cause of Christ. And Judge Moore is being lambasted by the holier-than-thou Christians who think it says we can never lie.
Isn't that lambasted?
He's talking. Did you hear what he just said?
Yeah. He thinks.
Holier-than-thou Christians.
God damn.
He's accusing someone of being holier-than-thou Christians.
You know, I don't think deciding that I don't want to vote for a rapist, a child molester, to be my elected representative in the Senate doesn't make me an elitist.
So the principled Christians out there, yes, who are condemning Roy Moore.
Get off your high horse.
He hates him.
Yeah.
Holier than thou.
He thinks they're on their high horse, right? They're quote unquote uppity Christians.
Oh, yeah.
They don't want to vote for a fucking diddler.
For the cause of Christ. And Judge Moore is being lambasted by the holier than thou Christians who think it says we can never lie.
Fuck you.
And that is not what that says. In fact, it's best to lie.
It's best to lie.
You almost have to appreciate this guy. He's just shameless. Is there anyone more shameless than this motherfucker? Right. He's saying,
no matter what, as long as we win, it's best to lie. You know what? Who else says that people like him squeal about?
Who?
The Quran.
Oh, yeah.
They're always talking about that. They're allowed to lie to you as long as it furthers their evil Muslim ways. They're allowed to pretend they're your friend.
I mean, it's maddening. It's fucking maddening. It's crazy.
So, proof that these people are utterly devoid of ethics, right, of scruples, of anything. It's okay. Lie and cheat as long as we win in the name of Jesus.
Oh, my God, guys.
That is not what that says.
He's talking about bearing false witness.
Right.
That's not what that says.
Listen to how he says it, though.
It's best to lie if it advances the kingdom of God.
What?
Uh-oh, there I said it.
There I said it.
But
it's best to lie if it advances the kingdom of God. Right from the Quran.
But what is it? You know, I'm just going to ask something stupid here. But if you have to lie and if you have to lie and defend the child molester, and to you in some way that advances the kingdom of God, then what is the point? What do you, I mean, you know, what's the point of it all? What's the point of it all? Isn't God supposed to protect the children? Isn't that the least of us, the most vulnerable? God, isn't the government supposed to protect our kids? This is nuts. It's bananas.
Right. And that's the current, that's Alabama right now. That's all the assholes that are running out to vote for Roy Moore right today.
They don't want
to. Doesn't matter. Better than having a Democrat.
That's the whole point of Jesus and all that shit. What did Jesus say? Bring me the children, bring me the weak, you know, blah, 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 blah. They're protecting the least of us, taking care of society, you know, children that have been victimized by predators.
Well, but these
predators,
people don't care about what Jesus said. They only care about the Old Testament
and pretend
to be Christians.
Yeah, the fucked up Old Testament where a guy in a boat saved everybody because he put two of the same animals in a... I don't know.
Insanity. Coach Dave sticking up for Roy Moore saying, how dare Christians, holier-than-thou Christians, complain that Roy Moore is lying. It's okay to lie as long as we advance the kingdom of God.
You know, sometimes I think that it's income inequality that's really fucking us, but I really think at the core it's this Jesus shit, you know? It really is. Remember that.
Well, I don't think they would rise up. They would get the power that they have without the economic problems.
Yeah.
Other people wouldn't be paying attention to them as much.
Am I getting into a chicken and the egg argument to say, but I think they were, because of this religious hoogity boogity bullshit, they've been able to perpetuate this income inequality, like to vote for people that are against the minimum wage. They trot out abortion because they say abortion's like against a sin against God because it's murdering a fucking fetus, blah, blah, blah.
But yeah, they get them one issue voters.
Yeah. I mean, and I'm listening. I, you know, yesterday's show, we played that fucked up. I mean, I think yesterday we played the most fucked up clip ever. That weird ass thing about Roy Moore explaining the thing with the frog and how evolution, like taping.
Oh, right,
frog's
right, right.
Legs.
His point was that the key sentence was if they're going to act like animals because we're teaching them they came from animals.
Yeah.
It's his anti-evolution stance.
Yeah, and the Jesus shit is at the core of all that bullshit, right?
Yep.
I mean, it's just...
Yep, because evolution contradicts their literal interpretation of the Bible.
This may, you know, this is a this pass the salt shit is disconcerting, because if you think people actually believe this, then I don't know how that dickhead's going to lose in Alabama. I don't know how he loses, because people are able to compartmentalize this shit.
There are some sane people in Alabama, and I think we were talking about it offline earlier, that
crab diving offline conversation
that in the last time that Roy Moore was elected to the state Supreme Court,
fuck you,
that even in some of the hardest core red areas,
yes,
he did not win by that much. Like, he only won by 2 or 3 points in some counties, because even in Alabama, people know how heinous he is. Like, he's not widely beloved as many would think.
Yeah. Even among, like, GOP types. Had Luther Strange had won, he would be running away with the fucking election right now.
Well, and I felt better because they were interviewing some Republicans today also. And they interviewed a couple of women who have been lifelong Republicans and who were like, oh, no, I'm not voting for Roy Moore. I can't. and one of the women even said, you know, at some point, you just got to say, well, I can't. We're not going to send a child predator to the Senate just to pass a tax bill.
Right. Yeah.
You know, at what point do we have to have some morals and scruples?
Yeah. It's all crazy, man. It's all fucking
so
bananas.
Maybe if enough of those people get out and vote, they will topple the psychos that are,
you know, at all these right wing nut jobs we play. This Coach Dave guy fucks me up the most. I don't know why. It's just
he's so dumb.
He's so dumb, but he says the most heinous shit.
Yeah,
and I hate the name of his show. It's just all. It just makes me depressed how dumb our society is.
And he even knew what he was saying. It was heinous because he's like, there, I said it.
Yeah, he does that all the time.
We can lie if it advances the cause of the Lord.
You know, if you say something shitty, it doesn't make it any less shitty by saying, listen, I shouldn't say this, but yeah, you shouldn't say it.
Right.
It doesn't make any... doesn't give you a pass. Dave, what if it was your daughter or your wife or your niece or something like that, that was molested by Roy Moore? I mean, would you be able to compartmentalize your shitty fucking feelings the same way? You fuck nut, you hypocrite. I'm just asking. I don't know. Pass the salt.
God. Meanwhile, on the CNN, listen to this little exchange with this is Jake Tapper on CNN interviewing Roy Moore spokesperson Ted Crockett.
Who the fuck? You know, did they have to sound like loons as well?
And, well, yeah, listen. So the question for Jake Tapper, gave this asshole, this Roy Moore dickwad, is does the judge still believe that homosexual conduct
fuck you
should be against the law?
Come on.
Yeah. Roy Moore's going to win the election tonight.
Well, let me ask you about some of his policies, because it's possible that he will win. Judge Moore, he's also made some controversial comments about Muslims. And I want to play some sound from that. He also made some comments, controversial comments about homosexuality. Listen to this from 2005. Okay.
Do you think that homosexuality or homosexual conduct should be illegal today? That's a yes or no question.
Homosexual conduct
should be
illegal.
Should be illegal.
Does Judge Moore still believe that homosexual conduct should be against the law?
One of the myriad of weird fucked up things he said during that election. But am I hallucinating that Trump said that abortion should be illegal? And if so,
Chris Matthews got him to say that
we should go after doctors.
No, the women too.
And the women.
Yeah, Matthews got him to say the women too. Remember? He's like, well, you're going to make it illegal. Who's going to get punished? You punish the women. And Trump is like, well, I don't know. I have to look into it. And he's like, well, who are you going to? You're going to make it illegal. There has to be some punishment. Yes, he finally said.
And then the follow-up question, though, if you believe homosexual conduct should be illegal, then you got, hey, man, we're going to lock up these dick suckers.
Right. What's the punishment?
Right. I don't know.
The law.
The reason people support Judge Moore in the state of Alabama is because he's a biblically based custom law of the Bible, the Mosaic English law. Homosexuality is a sin in the biblical sense. That is where Roy Moore is in the state of Alabama.
Well, does he?
That's not a question. That's not an answer.
You got to help me out with that, though. I don't know what the fuck this dick bag is talking about. What is the Mosaic shit? What does he mean? Mosaic.
Moses, the Ten Commandments.
Mosaic is like when you break up pieces of tile.
It's also a way of saying.
My mom does
that. Sense. That is where Roy Moore is in the state of Alabama.
Well, does he believe that the Christian Bible should be the law of the United States of America?
This country was founded on the Christian Bible.
This country was
on the Mosaic Law, the Old Testament and the New Testament, Jake.
This country has a separation of church and state, and we have laws that are not rooted in the Christian Bible.
Jake,
we have laws that are.
Which of the Ten Commandments,
Pookie? Make it stop.
Which of the Ten Commandments, Rube, are against the law? Let us know.
Coveting thy wife. That's not against the law? Can't go to jail for that shit?
Nope.
What about witnessing false prophets? Two in the head, one in the chest, baby. Ah, shit. Let me think of some other one. What's the one where you eat
taking the Lord's name in fucking vain?
Straight to jail, do not collect $200.
Right.
There's another one that's really bad.
I'm Lord thy God, thou shalt not have strange gods before me.
Strange gods? Is that what it is? Strange gods. I worship Aquaman. Fuck. Oh.
Not illegal.
No, what's the one?
There's two.
The one where you eat a lot.
Two of ten. Well, that's seven deadly sins. That's not.
Oh, you can go to jail for that. You stay at Golden Corral too long, they'll fuck you up.
Oh, in Alabama?
They won't. Actually,
are you kidding?
If you go to Golden Corral and you don't go four times around, they're like, hey, queer, come here. We're going.
I only saw you at the cheese fountain once, you cuck.
Show me your papers. What is this guy? This guy sounds like a nutball.
Well, he is.
He sounds like a fruitcake.
He's Roy Moore's spokesperson. Of course he's a nutball.
Okay, I mean fruitcake. I'm not trying to be homophobic. I meant like a nutty person.
Laws that are not rooted in the Christian Bible.
Jake,
we have laws that
you
are.
You don't understand.
I think I understand perfectly.
You don't understand.
Here's my question for you.
You do not understand.
Here's my question for you, sir. Does he think that homosexual conduct should be illegal? It's a yes or no question.
Probably.
Okay. Probably.
Right.
What?
Probably.
He probably thinks homosexual conduct should be illegal. And what would the punishment be for a man having sexual relations with another man or a woman having sexual relations with another woman? What should the punishment be?
I mean, you know, this guy is not allowed to not answer the question.
Well, right.
His guy says that gay stuff should be fucking illegal.
If he's following the Bible, they should be stoned to death. If he's following the Bible.
Mosaic law. If you're Hammurabic Mosaic bullshit fucking law. Yeah. I don't know what happens. You get,
and I think he's wearing a fabric blend. That's a stoning for you too.
Is that true?
You fat white fuck.
Well, yeah. I'm gonna make you walk.
Sexual relations with another woman. What should the punishment be?
It's just a sin. Okay.
I understand what they tell you in church, or what they tell you in synagogue, or what they tell you in a mosque.
That's what I'm my not Bible talk, tells me. I'm not talking about the Old Testament and the New Testament.
We don't care.
Well, I mean,
that's what
Bible.
This is about.
We're talking about laws.
You people want to take the whole 2,000 or 3,000 years of our history, and y'all just want to throw it out the window as if you...
Well, like slavery?
Yeah, I want to throw that out the window.
I think we threw slavery out the window after a couple thousand years.
I want to throw it all out the window. Although, problem is, dickhead, I can't throw it all out the window. I can't throw the fucking Ten Commandments in the courthouse out the window. You know why? It weighs 3,000 fucking pounds. It's made of stone.
And using slavery as an example, this guy probably wants a mulligan on that one anyway. So that as an example to convince him is probably not the best argument.
I'm listening to this and I clench my fists.
It's infuriating.
It's stupid.
And embarrassing.
It's so humiliating.
That our public policy nationally is being shaped by people like this.
I mean, even if you're a Republican dickbag fucknut, You must have people in your life that you know are gay, that you are friends with. You know you have to. You gotta have gay friends. Come on. Do you want them to go to jail for being gay? Do you really? I'm even if you think what they're doing is wrong, do you believe they should be in the fucking slammer? Because they're sucking the dick here and there? You know, whatever. God.
You're just going to make your own rules, your own man-made rules, and do whatever you want and sin. And that's part of the problem we've got in Washington, D.C. today, Jake. We've got too many people winging it up there. They're fooling with women they shouldn't be fooling with. They ought to love their wives. Roy Moore loves his wife. Kayla loves him. It's clear
they're
on television. You
women.
Can tell that. And that's the problem in this country. We need to get back to moral law.
What should – okay, you think we should get back to moral law. What should the punishment be for two men having sexual relations? What should the punishment be? I understand you think it's a sin.
I don't know. I'm not going to make that decision.
You know, here's how I'd get this guy. I think that guy fucked up by asking that question. I'm going to ask you a few questions. What should the punishment be for a guy sucking off another guy? What's that? What's anal? I mean, obviously, if you're going to outlaw homosexuality, then there must be laws for hand jobs, blow jobs, anal, fucking all kinds.
Oh, you think different punishments?
Well, of course, dude. I mean, I don't know. It's insane. I mean, it's bananas, but like, I mean, if you're going to outlaw that shit.
Did you see?
Gotta be laws for it.
They interviewed a guy who was protesting outside the rally for Roy Moore last night.
Okay.
And this guy is Alabama. He's an older white guy with a farmer's hat on and wearing purple.
Purple?
Well, what isn't that Alabama's color? Purple? Maroon? What is the crimson? Crimson. Excuse me. Crimson.
Crimson tie.
Forgive
dude.
Me.
Okay. Yeah, I am not. Listen, if anybody from the area is listening, I know what Alabama's colors are, okay?
Well, and I'm so a Yankee. I'm a godless Yankee.
No, Pat knows as well.
I'm
we all know.
A proud, godless Yankee. this gentleman, this is a really sad story.
Sad.
And again, this is ignorance.
Thank
and
you.
This is someone who was brought up with this horrible Christian religion.
Suck my dick.
Fundamentalist.
Yes.
But this man, his name is William Nathan Mathis, 74-year-old peanut farmer.
Okay.
Told reporters that his daughter committed suicide in 1995.
Oh.
She was gay.
Oh, man.
He said that he was brought up that it was bad, and he said some awful things to his daughter.
Oh, God.
In his life, which he felt bad for. Here he is talking about it a little bit.
Right.
And, I mean, this guy is so rural. He even uses the word prevert instead of pervert.
He's protesting at the Roy Moore
thing. He's anti-Roy Moore.
Yeah.
And, well, here, this poor gentleman.
My name is Nathan Mathis. My daughter was Patty Sue Mathis. That's her right there. Judge Roy Moore called her a prevert on one reason, because she was gay. If he called her a prevert, he called your child a prevert if she was gay, or your son was gay. This is something people need to stop and think about. You're supposed to uphold the Constitution. The Constitution said all men are created equal. Well, how is my daughter a prevert just because she was gay? Does it mean she was born gay? I don't know the answer to that. But she was gay. There she is.
Are you a man of faith?
Am I a man of faith? Yes. I am.
Being out here tonight, what do you hope to accomplish?
I don't know what I'll accomplish. I really don't. I had mixed emotions about coming, but somebody needs to speak up. And if it's all to no avail, so be it. It won't be the first time I've done something to no avail, okay?
How far of a drive
is it? But my sign there speaks for itself, and my sign is true. Sir?
How far of a drive was this for you?
I'm only about 15 or 20 miles away. I was born here in Million City.
So are you suggesting that the suicide of your daughter was because of...
No, I'm not I'm not suggesting that. I was anti-gay myself. I said bad things to my daughter myself, which I regret. But I can't take back what happened to my daughter. But stuff like saying my daughter's a prevert, sure, I'm sure that bothered her. Now, you know, Judge Moore... Not just said my daughter. He didn't call my daughter by name. He said all gay people are preverts, abominations. That's not true. We don't need a person like that representing us in Washington. That's why I'm here.
Wow.
There you go.
God damn.
74-year-old peanut farmer.
And that fucking lawyer, Roy Moore, whoever the fuck that batshit lunatic is, he has to fucking, I don't know. He has to say, he has to talk about how homosexuality should be illegal.
Yeah. So this guy's daughter had, see, that's what they can't answer. That's why when you ask them about abortion, well, okay, who gets punished?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the doctors. What about the women?
Right.
They don't want to say that.
Yeah, they don't want to say that. Because, you know... God damn it, this is insane. How in the fuck can this guy get elected? It's just fucking not right.
Yeah.
It's not right.
Insanity.
You know, and Roy Moore feels the same way our fucking president does about all this shit. It's disgusting. Man. I mean, good for that guy.
That must
be painful for him to do that.
Yeah.
I can't imagine.
But again, I mean, you know, it goes to the argument of, is there a lot of empathy if it doesn't happen to you?
No. No.
Is this guy ignorant and was then enlightened?
I don't know.
But then there are those who choose, despite the evidence, who choose. There are people like this guy who would hate their daughters still.
Yeah. Well, something happened.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So there you go. Get out and vote, everybody. Yeah, still got a couple hours left here.
Fucking vote.
To get out and vote in Alabama.
Oh, God, it's cracking. It's fucking cracking.
Prevert.
Man, Donald Trump has certainly fucked this country up. I mean, we were fucked up anyway. You know?
Oh, yeah.
We were fucked up anyway, but now we're so fucked up. It's just like these homophobes, these racists, these xenophobes, they all have a voice. They're emboldened by Shitler. Just being there in office validates people that are homophobic. It makes them feel like they're right, you know?
Yeah.
These fucking racists, it's not like we're going to change their minds. It's not like that's going to happen. It's not like some dickbag that hates black people just because of the color of their skin is going to have a moment of clarity. I mean, maybe. I wouldn't hold your breath. But for the very least, can they put their hoods on and go back into the woods? Get out of my life. Get out of my life.
Well, and they were.
Yeah.
I just opened it. Oh, here we go. This is Jim Baker.
Oh, okay. God.
Ringing in on some shit.
Oh, sure.
This is apparently a rare moment now where they're actually talking about religion instead of selling some bullshit.
Yes.
Their guest here is a guy named Sadhu Sundar Selvaraj.
Okay.
Born to a Hindu family.
Right.
But converted to Christianity.
Oh, luckily this guy's not going to go to hell, and he can have some shitty soup.
Now, these people also, and the people watching this and believing it, let's all remind everyone, are voting.
Oh, man.
Just remind that these people vote.
Ah!
Listen to this bullshit.
Ugh.
The president of the United States, I actually believe, and some believe, that God chose this man.
Absolutely.
I was going to say, why did God choose him? I asked you first. Do you think God chose Donald Trump to be...
The bottom of the screen, complete fuel-less generator, $4,100.
Oh, shit. Fuel-less. How does that work, though? Is he just...
I don't know. Maybe pedal it.
Become our president of our United States.
You know, in the year 2016, in the month of August,
yeah.
I was at a conference in Lancaster, California. And I wasn't thinking or praying about the elections. So, because I was not focused on that. But one evening, another man of God was speaking, and I was just sitting in the meeting, and I was...
Another man of God. You know, it's that one.
Right.
Another man of God was speaking.
Right. What makes...
And I was just sitting
God?
In the meeting, and I was just praying. When suddenly I felt in my spirit, I heard a voice say, come up. When I heard the word come up, my spirit was caught up to heaven. And I appeared.
His spirit was pulled up to heaven. He's sitting somewhere in a conference.
Oh, okay.
Apparently his spirit was yanked the fuck out of him.
Yanked.
And sent up to heaven.
Ooh, okay. Jeez, that's pretty kinky, isn't it?
And I appeared at the council of the prophets. And Abraham was seated there, being the chairman of the council. Hmm. And when
did you hear Lori?
Yes. What I'm confused. Was he at? I don't know. I don't mean to sound like a ninny here, but was he actually there, or was it his? Was he like having a vision? Is he dreaming?
His spirit was taken to heaven, hanging out with Abe.
So not your body, just his.
Well, right.
Okay. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I didn't know.
Of the prophets, and Abraham was seated there, being the chairman of the council, and. When I stood on the right side of Abraham, and as soon as I came there and I looked at Abraham, just a little later, I saw the spirit of Donald Trump.
He saw the spirit of Donald Trump hanging out there, too,
okay.
Apparently.
God, if you believe this, you're fucking on LSD.
Really?
This is a little the stupidest
later,
shit I've ever heard.
I saw the spirit of Donald Trump appear there.
Ooh.
And Abraham looked at me and he said, it has been decided in heaven that Donald Trump will be the next president of the United States of America.
Oh. Oh. Woo.
Why did they cut it off so fucking early?
I don't know why they cut it off.
I want to hear the audience clap. I want to know, I mean, because you really...
Jim Baker refers to this guy as a prophet. So Jim Baker obviously believes this shit.
I mean, the bar's low, maybe? I mean, that story is a load of... fucking bullshit, obviously. It's not even good. Who's that? What does Abraham look like? That's what I want to know. What's the other details?
Baker hails this guy as a modern day prophet.
Ooh.
Because supposedly he prophesied Hurricane Harvey.
Oh, he said, okay, during hurricane season. There's going to be a big hurricane in the Gulf of fucking Mexico. Oh, he's Notre Dame.
I'm prophesying that at some point there's going to be an earthquake in California. I'm sorry. I tuned out for a second. My spirit was just sucked up into heaven. And I was hanging out.
My spirit got sucked off into heaven.
People believe this.
I want my spirit to go somewhere more fun. I don't give a fuck about having a meeting with Abraham.
Yeah, I didn't want to go to the Bahamas or some shit. Man. Vegas.
Fuck yeah. You know, jeez. By the way, Donald Trump, his spirit, you know where he wants his spirit to be? He wants to be in the locker room of fucking Miss Teen USA or some bullshit like that. He don't want to go to some fucking bullshit. I'm going to go to the Abrahamic table of Fucknut McGee.
Right.
You know, anointed by God. Oh, God, you guys.
Such bullshit.
Nobody believes this. Come on. You Jesus fuckers, you don't really believe this. You just want Donald Trump to be president because you think he's making America white again. It's not this Jesus shit. Please.
So this guy knew that Trump would win because Abraham totally told him.
Abraham yanked off my spirit and whispered in my ear Donald Trump was going to be anointed.
Heaven decided.
Oh, yeah. Of course. Yeah. Duh.
Hey, duh.
Listen, if I looked at everybody running for president, who would Jesus want to be elected? Oh, I'm going to go with the rapey, rich as fuck, oligarch, talentless, blowhard dickhead. That's who Jesus would want. The one that called Ted Cruz a fucking pussy. Goddamn. Sure.
He didn't call it. He repeated it.
Yeah. Hey, Jesus. I'm just wondering, when you're looking down from heaven or wherever the fuck you hang out, your tree stand up in the sky, what'd you think of Donald Trump when he was rolling around in the bed at the Beverly Hills Hotel with that former contestant of Apprentice, and he was forcing himself on this woman?
Oh, right, right.
What'd you think about that? Did you like that? Were you jacking off to it? Were you giving it the thumbs down? When you were considering who you were going to make president, you're like, oh, I don't know. Maybe not this rapey guy. Did that bother you, or I don't know? Do you think that bothered Jesus? I'm asking reasonable questions.
Right.
I mean, if people believe this bullshit you just play, that's a reasonable fucking question. This fucking guy got his spirit yanked off.
Early exit.
I can't take it.
It says early exit poll data is suggesting that 49% of Alabama Senate voters believe the allegations of sexual misconduct.
That's good, but does it bother them? That's the question. Does it bother them enough to not vote for him?
Well, 35% say the allegations are not a factor at all.
How many?
35.
Oh, God. That's a lot, dude. It's a lot. Ugh. So those people don't give a shit, and they know it's true. So now we're worried about, you know, how many people don't believe it and are going to vote for him because they think the Democrats are just trying to stick it to him. I guess.
55% of voters say the allegations were not a factor in their vote.
God damn, man. It's not a factor. It's the only factor. Ugh. Do you guys care that this guy's a rapist? No, I ain't thought about it. Never mind. Guy, how's this guy? I just got a question about this Hindu dude. So at one point, this Hindu guy was being a Hindu and whatever they do in their fucking bullshit religion. He was fine with that. Meditating, burning incense, who gives a shit? Then all of a sudden, he gets into Christianity and he thinks he has this vision that, okay, there's some money involved. Right, okay, you're right. This guy's full of shit. You fucking liar, dickhead.
I'm doing
there.
The money symbol.
You fucking lying Hindu guy. That sounded shitty. I don't mean it racist.
Hindu televangelists don't make a lot of money here in the United States.
I didn't know they existed.
Well, they don't. Exactly. Which is why he had his epiphany and switched to Christianity.
That's at least a logical decision. The guy's like, I'm doing this Hindu bullshit. I'm not making any money. Let's get paid, baby. All these dumbass Christians in America that are buying Jim Baker's powdered fucking soup. I just got to say, I had some weird ass. My spirit got yanked off and I saw Donald Trump.
And hanging out with Abraham.
Oh, yeah. Abraham.
The most intriguing outcome,
yes,
they say, is that Trump's approval ratings among Alabama voters is split 48-48.
Jesus Christ. What the fuck? What's he got to do for you to hate him?
Democrats, the difference between Democrats and Republicans is overwhelming as far as believing the allegations against Roy Moore.
Okay.
Democrats overwhelmingly think the allegations are true, but 54% of Republicans claim they are probably false.
Which means that all these women, they're either lying independently or they're in cahoots. Which is it?
28% of Republicans say they are definitely false.
Okay. They're definitely. How many? What is
28%?
Oh, that's a lot, man. Yeah.
Almost a third.
Right. So the person at the mall is lying about him being kicked out. All the people in Gadsden, where they live, Gadsden, Alabama, that metropolis.
And I think they said 30 people have come forward to corroborate that they worked at the mall and they knew Roy was banned, or they worked at the Y and they used to see him creeping at the Y. Or
but the timing, Pat.
The cop that said that they were warned to keep an eye on him at the football games, the high school football games.
Who the fuck wants to go to a high school football game if you're a fucking adult? Who gives a shit about that? How about that shit we were listening to yesterday? Was that yesterday we were listening to the report from Thank Progress, and the journalist was interviewing all these women at a Roy Moore rally?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That made me want to run out of traffic. That was
crab diving offline.
That shit made me want to jump off a bridge.
She was at Midland City, in the middle of nowhere last night, that rally, and the journalist was walking around talking to women Roy Moore supporters, and that's what they were pretty much overwhelmingly saying.
I don't believe it. I don't believe the allegations. I think they're lying.
It's the timing.
The timing.
The timing, shush back. That's what they all said, the timing. But it's like what you said. Well, this is when you come forward with shit. Your rapist, molester, assaulter is running for Senate.
Right, he's running for nationwide office. So the media is going to take a look at him a little deeper, I would think.
It's a shame thing the fake news media did to Donald Trump. Now they're doing it to Roy Moore.
Yeah, that one said exactly that.
God, what's it like to live in your brain? Brain, please. Whatever that thing is in your skull. What the fuck?
What else is going on here? We got...
God, if Jesus exists, you should be like, hey, why'd you give me a fucked up brain that makes me want to vote for a rapist for Senate?
Trump only hires the best.
Yeah.
You know, Ryan.
The best rapists.
And now it turns out that, I think I put this up on our Facebook page. Go to facebook.com/crabdiving. Don't forget, if you want to help us out here at Screaming Liberal Media,
yay,
you can buy shit through our Amazon, hole. Go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. Whatever you buy, we get a little nibble, a little taste. Doesn't cost you fuck all.
We get paid, baby.
Just helps us out here.
Right. Help us.
At the Screaming Liberal Media.
Fuck you.
The Secretary of Commerce, I think.
Is this Wilbur Ross?
Wilbur Ross.
What's wrong with this dick bag?
The model for Mr. Burns.
Ooh,
from
yes.
From the Simpsons.
Oh, yeah, that's the evil oligarch character.
Wilbur Ross is now being investigated.
Yes.
For insider trading in Ireland.
Oh, shit. Well, it's Ireland. Does that matter?
It's just an example of Trump hiring the best.
Oh, sure, right.
It has to do with something about sales of shares of the Bank of Ireland.
Right.
They're saying it's just the latest claim of financial impropriety lodged against him.
Damn.
The latest.
You would think that if you were picking someone to be commerce secretary, is that right? Is that what you said?
Yes.
You would get someone without any insider trading allegations because, you know, that's with money and shit like that. And
right.
Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
Maybe you'd find someone without that baggage. I don't know. God.
Draining the swamp.
Right. Maybe Wilbur Ross was anointed by God. Maybe this dickhead on Jim Baker got his spirit yanked up there. It's like, oh, there's Wilbur Ross as well. Everybody's here. Betsy DeVos, there's her spirit.
And then shortly after that, another story came out that this nominee that Trump put up for some environmental position.
Reverse
the
cowgirl.
To lead the White House Council on Environmental Quality.
Okay.
So you know she's got to be heinous Trump wants her to run it. her name is Kathleen Harnett White.
Yeah, pro acid rain.
And now the Democrats on the Senate Environment and Public Works Committee are claiming that Trump's nominee for this post is guilty of plagiarism more than a dozen times over in her answers to them.
Oh my God. Not just in some, not like Joe Biden. He wrote a fucking paper years ago in fucking college. He plagiarized. So what?
Senators wrote a letter to her. We are troubled that it appears you have cut and pasted from the written answers of other nominees.
Oh, yes.
In your responses to questions that were submitted to you.
Okay. Shit.
The Republican majority on the committee advanced her in a party line vote last month. She is yet to be confirmed by the full Senate.
Right.
She's the former chairwoman of the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality. I should put quotes around quality.
What do they do? What do they do?
Right.
The Texas Commission on Environmental Quality. Hmm.
Her last employer was the Texas Public Policy Foundation.
Fuck you.
A group described as a conservative think tank that has received funding from Koch Industries, ExxonMobil, Chevron,
suck my dick,
and other energy companies.
Is it true she worked on the EPA for Mordor? She was on the board there. God damn, everybody's a heinous fucking troll. The troglodytes. What does that mean?
So there you go. Another
troglodyte.
Yeah.
What is that?
A dumb person, a person.
Oh shit! Is that like mean?
Yes.
But is it disparaging to anyone? That's not like
Like the R word or something.
Yeah,
I don't think so.
Okay.
So
any troglodytes listening? I didn't mean to marginalize you by comparing you to somebody that Trump might put on his cabinet. God.
A person who is regarded as being deliberately ignorant or old fashioned.
Oh, okay. Perfect.
Is a
perfect
troglodyte.
You're a troglodyte dick face. What do you think about that? Oh my God. I mean, it's one shit bag after the other. And there is, honestly, there's someone Trump is nominating for some fucking position that believes in this fetal chop shop bullshit. I don't remember who, but I remember posting it on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. It's just one bat shit fuck nut after the other, man. It's just like.
Speaking of.
Yes.
Another bat shit moron. We mentioned this guy earlier, the representative from Texas.
Hey.
Louis Gohmert.
Oh, my God.
Was out on. He was on Breitbart Radio.
Because, you know.
Breitbart News Tonight, appearing with Steve Bannon.
Dude, that is like, if you go on Breitbart Radio and you're an elected representative, that's like saying to your constituents of color, please, promptly, suck my dick. That's a fuck you to America. It is.
Here's a little bit of the mellifluous Christo-fascism.
Fuck you.
Of Louis Gohmert.
I'm on Nazi radio.
Kathy and I. My wife and I were going to a watch party the night of the election a year ago. I said, I just feel like Trump's got so much better chance than they're giving him. But I also knew, I didn't say this part, but I knew in my soul and I prayed about it. But if Hillary were elected, then she replaces Scalia with someone who has contempt for the God we know. Rules the universe.
Oh, fuck you.
And our freedom of religion would have been gone. They consider Christians a hate group. They, even though it's the one true religion based on love. God so loved the world, he gave.
It's the don't all these people sound like it's the one true religion based on love?
Yeah.
All of the clips we played today, all the clips we always play, nothing says love like Christianity.
Oh, yes.
Like American Christianity.
Oh, right. How about that that guy earlier, this is Ted Crockett, suggesting that gay people should be put in prison for, you know, being gay, for being who they are. That's so Christ-like. And how about that? I just can't get over the guy that used to be Hindu, that converted, and now he went to, he got a spirit yanked off, and he saw Donald Trump floating around like a fucking ghost.
He gave his son's the love of the world, he gave his life, and they have turned that upside down. They were going to be coming after Christians with the help of then a 5-4 Supreme Court, and I pointed this out 9 years ago when we took up the hate crimes bill. I said, guys, you're saying you need this because of the case in Jasper? Two of the three guys, the two most culpable, got the death penalty under Texas law, and the others doing life. It won't have any effect on your poster case. Those guys deserve to get the death penalty. This is only life in prison. But I said, if we pass this, this will one day be used to prosecute ministers, preachers, priests who do nothing but simply read from the Bible, because people will find it hateful, and it's not. But
what are you talking about? You
gay
dickhead?
Marriage. The hatred of gay people is one of the prime drivers of the these Christian cults being being called hate groups.
Well, what does he say? What is this dickhead Louis Gohmert? By the way, I just want to say that some of the people we play make Louis Gohmert sound not as crazy.
How is Roy Moore saying that gays should be criminalized, dude, not a hate group?
What do you think? Okay, so Roy Moore says gays should be in jail for being gay. That law is never going to happen. Like, that's never going to happen in this country. I mean, hopefully. I'm a straight white male yelling that out, but still. But what that will do is will embolden people. You know what I mean? My elected representative suggests what you're doing is illegal, so I'm going to beat the shit out of you because I think I have I'm anointed by Jesus, some bullshit like that.
Right.
That's what we're fucking worried about, you fuckhead. Oh, my God.
Here's the rest.
This is where we're going. So election night, I said, but if on the off chance Hillary wins, sweetheart, you need to be ready. They'll probably have me in jail within 4 years. And I wasn't kidding. I really believe that if
he thought he was going to be in jail within 4 years if Hillary Clinton won.
This fucking dickhead, this is not the first time he said that. I swear to God, I'm having deja vu.
Well, no, he said,
I remember he said that before.
And he's lying.
Yeah. There's
no way he believes that.
Hillary.
He's lying to scare the knuckle draggers that vote for him.
And listen, if any, Hillary during her campaign never said, boy, when I get president, I'm going to go after Donald Trump. I'm going after conservatives. However, her opponent, Donald Dickbag Trump, on more than one occasion suggested that when he won, Hillary Clinton would be in jail. He would put Hillary Clinton in jail the same way, hey, when you have an election in Russia or some other fucking country.
Right, he's still trying.
They throw their opposition. They throw him in the slammer.
He's still working on that.
Yeah.
Why is the Justice Department investigating Hillary?
But whatever. Why? Hey, let me ask you something. When that Hindu dude went up to fucking heaven or wherever the fuck he went and saw that all, when he talked to Abraham, why wasn't Hillary's visage, why wasn't her ghost spirit walking around in chains and shit like that?
Well, you know? Her spirit's in hell.
That's right.
They're roasting her labia down there.
We're roasting her labia up.
Thanks, Texas.
It's what we do.
Thanks, Texas, for sending
Louis
Gohmert.
God, what a dickhead. Doesn't it? If you're a constituent of Louis Gohmert, I don't know. I was about to say something stupid. Like, doesn't it bother you that he sounds like a dumbass? Isn't it embarrassing on any fucking level?
Sounds like the people he represents, maybe.
Right, I don't know. God, how depressing. Ugh, God.
Good news?
What? What is it?
I guess the right thing happened.
Oh, shit.
This is in Virginia.
Congratulations for not being a douchebag.
Fairfax County.
Yes.
A teacher there who allegedly disciplined a high school student for refusing to stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
What are we, fucking fascists?
They've decided he will not be returning to the classroom.
Okay.
The student, Eric Trammell is his name. I believe he's 15 years old.
Yes.
And he said that he hasn't stood for the ridiculous pledge.
Right.
I said ridiculous. Said ridiculous.
I think it, on some level, it's nice. I think it's nice. You know, if a kid is not standing for the Pledge of Allegiance because he believes it goes against what, you know, being American or whatever he stands for.
Right.
That means he's looked into it. He's read a book.
Hasn't stood since encountering and learning about the Black Lives Matter movement on Twitter during the eighth grade.
Good for him.
He views the quiet demonstration as his way of drawing attention to unequal racial treatment and other forms of inequality. During the pledge, he sits quietly.
Okay.
He's not making a scene. He's been doing it. Nobody's bugged him.
Right.
Well, now this asshole, this teacher's name? Richard Ferrick.
Hello, Richard. You're a bully.
Told him to stand up and pledge.
Yes.
He said no.
Right.
Ferrick then pulled the kid by the arm and threw him outside.
Oh, my God.
He was really angry when he grabbed my arm, the kid said. I never saw it coming. Employees of Fairfax County Public Schools are forbidden from touching students like that, by the way.
Oh, you're not allowed to throw your kids around, your students?
And it's also, they are forbidden from disciplining students who do not participate in the pledge, not only according to our Supreme Court, but it's also their district policy.
What about Mosaic Law?
The kid said, the country is a very divided place right now. There's a lot of injustices around.
Yes.
I feel like me sitting can spread awareness to that.
Right.
I don't believe in forcing other people to sit. That's just a personal decision, he says.
Yeah, yeah. Well, good for this kid.
The teacher, after being thrown out of class, he said he spent 20 minutes outside in the cold before he knocked and asked if he could come back in. The teacher allegedly refused unless he agreed to stand for the pledge.
He's sitting out in the cold, freezing, because he wouldn't stand for the motherfucking pledge.
This isn't the NFL, the teacher said.
Oh, what a lughead.
The kid responded, this has nothing to do with the NFL, and said, I have a right to sit through the pledge.
Yeah.
The teacher refused to let him return, so he went to school administrators who walked him back to class. The administrators spoke to the teacher. After class, the asshole teacher pulled him aside and said, our relationship has drastically changed. What I think of you is different, and moved him to the back of the classroom.
Oh, my God. What? Tell me this teacher got fired.
He's been removed.
Thank you.
From the classroom. That's the good news.
That's good
question
news,
mark. You know, even though
he probably
shouldn't have to fucking worry about it in the first place.
It's disturbing if this guy gets another job, though. I mean, you can't treat kids like that.
And then do yourself a favor and go find one or two of the news stories and read the comments.
Oh, shit.
A lot of people who I don't know. Nothing says freedom like being forced to participate in a creepy patriotic ritual.
But isn't that kid like doing the whole class a favor? Now they get to talk about something in an educated way. The guy's obviously looked into it. He knows why he's not standing for the pledge. I mean, that's what we should want of our kids, right? We want them thinking, questioning things. Isn't that the point of fucking school?
We gotta go, ladies and gentlemen. Back tomorrow, hump day, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 on the Eastern Type Coast.
Yay!
iTunes, Stitcher, crabdiving.com. Help us out by buying shit through Amazon. Whole crabdiving.com/Amazon. Doesn't cost you anything. just helps us out here.
That's right, Pat.
Ryan's doing some comedy somewhere soon. Find out where and when. Go to his Twitter feed at Radar Comedy, his Instagram feed at Radar Comedy, or his website, which is radarcomedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Have a great evening, everybody. We are back with more shit tomorrow with the results.
Bye-bye.
Of the Alabama election.
Vote Doug Jones.
I'm a pioneer. I'm an explorer. I'm a human, and I'm
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.